following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And welcome to Turn 50 of A Worthy Opponent, a Hearthstone podcast that we dedicated to you people for over 50 straight weeks now. Basically, a very casual approach. Might I say we're Nuberlite. I am Blacklace. With me in the studio is Ottensbane and Micmac. Say hi, guys.
Well met.
He's the leader of the gnomes. And an incredible inventor. He's getting better, too. He turns things into chickens way less than he used to.
Do we know who that is?
Card from history.
That was Gelbin Mechatork. The 6 casting cost, 6/6 minion. See, he's the demon, 666. Battle cry, summon an awesome invention. They're not usually so awesome.
No, they're not. They're fun, though.
But you know what? He was a very, very special card.
Yeah, he was.
He was a beta card.
He was the reward given out for making a purchase in beta. So if you played Arena or bought some cards, that was your gift.
He was my first legendary just because I bought a pack. And my first gold, too.
I wanted to bring up the fact that we are doing our tournament this weekend coming up. This is Turn 50. 1 year old today. We've got lots to talk about. So we're going to talk about the tournament very briefly. Then we're going to talk about my challenge of last week, my Black Lace challenge. And we're going to go on and talk about Micmac's challenge. And then we're going to do fun stuff about the year in review and fun stats. So first we're going to talk about tourney. Next weekend, 8 o'clock, 32 entries. Nice number, huh?
Yes, perfect number. Be there or be square.
That is the perfect number, because every division is perfectly even then. 32 down to 16, down to 8, down to 4, down to 2, down to 1. It'll be awesome.
Yep. And much fun. And this is the first tournament that we're going to be doing that I don't have to play in.
And I will not be doing it, so we will have a new champion.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll look forward to the winter tournament, but let's get through this one first. So congratulations to everybody who has entered the tournament. We look forward to Saturday night. It's going to be great fun. Next, we did a challenge. I challenged the guys last week to create a deck that only had cards, with the exception of the coin from the coin toss, that only had cards of 5 or greater mana. And I had a lot of fun. What do you guys think? It was fun.
It was. I had a good time. It's funny. I put a Nourish in my deck, which is a 5 mana, choose 1, gain 2 mana crystals, or draw 3 cards. So I kept on trying to mulligan for that card, because that would definitely give me a leg up later on down the road.
I basically played Ottensbane first, and then Ottensbane played Micmac. We had some interesting things happen. Ottensbane and I had a Ragnaros off. At one point, I think we had either 4 or 5 Ragnaros is on the table, because he cast one and then Faceless manipulated it, and then I cast one, and I don't even remember how it happened, but there were fireballs just flying all over the place. It was very silly.
I wish I saw that. That would have been so funny to see. By fire we purge, times 4.
I just never saw that many Ragnaroses.
Well, she had one out, and I had 2 Faceless manipulators and 10 mana, so I made 2. And one of them blasted hers away, and then I think I won with the other.
Awesome, yeah. I really like doing this this contest. I use like Ancient of War. I put in like almost all my big legendaries just for fun, and I was like, oh, I need to put some sort of a board clear in there. So I put in, like, Starfall, choose one. It's 5 mana. Deal 5 damage to a minion or 2 damage to all enemy minions. Just as a little oomph to try to...
Both of us played Druids. What did you play on the thing?
Hunter.
What else is there?
Yeah, because that way I got all those 2 points.
And we got shield and hit.
I played Kel'Thuzad, and that was probably the best card that I had, because anything that died was just resurrected. So I would clear with my minions, and then they'd come right back to life.
We did have something fun and unexpected happen when we were playing each other, too. Autumn's Bane had played Fugin, and I had played Stalik, I think it was, and his Fugin had died. And I just was like, I was losing terribly, and it was a given that I was going to lose. I'm like, just hit my Stalik. I said, ignore everything else and ignore the fact that the challenge is going on right now. Just hit my Stalik. So he did everything he could to destroy Stalik, and boom, both of us got Thaddeus. In fact, both of us got 2 Thaddeuses. Yes? No?
No, we got 1.
Got 1. Okay. So just be aware that if your opponent plays a Fugin and you play a Stalik, you can both wind up getting Thaddeus. But we were not aware of that.
That's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
So just remind me, is it Thaddeuses or is it Thaddei? I think we had this debate in the past.
I think it remains Thaddeus squared.
Okay, Thaddeus
not
squared.
Not squared. There was more than one Thaddeus.
I don't think it would be Thaddei.
No, that sounds kind of naughty.
Yeah, I don't think that works with people's names.
I don't think so either, you're right.
Yeah, if there's more than one Claudius, would you say Claudii?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Marcus, Marci.
So, what should we do for a Blacklist? Should we do another Blacklist challenge?
We could do one with just, like, all small mana costed cards.
I was going to say, just mana that costs only 1 to 2.
Oh boy.
1 and 2 casting cost creatures only. That is the
cards
challenge.
Cards or minions? You said
everything.
Creatures.
Everything.
Okay,
everything.
So 1 to 2 casting cost cards.
Just going to be very silly. So that's the challenge for this Sunday night, and we'll see what kind of interesting things that might happen when some massive Ragnaros is.
Ragnarai.
And then Thaddeus appearing on both sides of the board. So let's do that. We'll do another challenge and see if we learn anything new about the game. Now, Micmac, you had a new deck to try this week.
That I did. This is the 4th deck that was sent in, so thanks everybody for sending in your decks. We're getting, you know, steady income every week, but the more the merrier. So this was sent in by Adam, and he titled it Turnlock. So this was a pretty funky deck. The first card that I'm about to tell you about will sum up the entire deck. That's a Wailing Soul. 4 mana, 3/5, with a battle cry of silence adjacent minions. So you can imagine what happened there. He had a lot of minions that had negative effects that were just negated with that Wailing Soul. Like Ancient Watchers, Venture Cold Mercenaries. We had, let's see what else was in there, Dancing Swords. Just to name a few. So it was fun. He also had these Nirubar Weblords, which are 2 mana, 1/4 minions with a battle cry of... Anything with a battle cry costs 2 more. Excuse me, it's not a battle cry. It just says anything... with a battle cry, it will cost 2 more. So I ended up going 3-2 with the deck. I lost my first 2 games. They were both against rogues. However, they were different spec rogues, Autumn's Bane. So one was a Miracle Rogue, a Maligod deck, in which they try to cycle, the opponent tries to cycle their deck to draw Maligos, and then just play a bunch of spells, because Maligos gives your spells +5 damage. And then the other rogue I went up against was run-of-the-mill aggro rogue, and I lost to both of them, and I won my last 3 games. So yeah, I'll do a full write-up on hollowsweetmedia.com on the deck itself and just how everything went in general. But 3 and 5, I liked it. It was definitely different. It seemed almost like an arena deck with some of the choices of cards in here, but it's fun.
Interesting. So people, please keep sending Micmac decks, because he has fun playing with your decks.
I have a lot of fun playing with your decks, people.
So we're actually, because this is turn 50, we decided we're going to do something different. We're going to talk about the year in review, since we've been doing this for a year now. Autumn's Bane did a whole bunch of research about what has happened in the last year. Autumn's Bane, the year in review.
So the year in review. I'm going to go back a little bit further than a year. On August 16th of 2013, closed beta began in the US, and September 4th, closed beta began in Europe. And I started playing Hearthstone in beta shortly after the big wipe of 2013. That was October 2nd, 2013, and Black Lace had already been in it for a couple of weeks at least. In fact, when the big wipe occurred October 2nd of 2013, that's when Cenarius died. And
my Cenarius.
Yep, your Cenarius. So between the beta and Christmas, I spent about $180 in cards and mostly money from like my birthday and holiday gifts. We got our golden Gilbin Megatork because of that, which is why I chose it for today, for spending that money. Gilbin actually changed, and the wiki actually, I found a mistake. It said that in August that it moved from the expert set to the reward set because it was apparently in the expert set, but actually it's not in the reward set, it's in the promo set. But they've nerfed him. They changed the poultryizer to say another random enemy minion instead of a random minion, which means that he can actually be turned into a chicken. The repair bot now restores health to all characters, not just friendly characters. So that's two things that made him less that you want to play. So you don't see him too much anymore because those of us who have him don't think he's as good as he used to be. And a lot of people just don't have him and I can't see them wasting the dust to make him. There were other patches and other things got nerfed. That was not the only thing. Unleash the Hounds, for example, got nerfed like four different times. You know, we'll talk about other nerfs later, because that one was December 10th. December 10th was the big change. Hearthstone Invitational, announced by Zariah on October 10th, 2013, that they were going to get a bunch of people to play at BlizzCon. And remember, because this was beta, they couldn't really have a for money contest like they're doing now. They were having a big, let's get all the people who have been streaming and participating in the community. Nope, no money. They couldn't.
Really?
It was really unfair. Those people didn't earn their way by competing. They earned their way by being community favorites.
Gotcha.
They were just people who they were streaming and they were teaching people how to play. They were making themselves famous by climbing up and down the ladder. So that's why it was called an invitational. And it was announced on October 10th and on November 8th and 9th when BlizzCon took place. That's when it occurred. And I actually happen to have not only the names of the people who were here. So let's go back in history. We had Husky. I don't know, Micmac, have you heard of Husky?
Sure have. I have heard of Husky. He's not really in Hearthstone that much anymore. Every now and then he puts out a video, but, you know, just for fun, though.
Well, Husky's decks included his hunter called Beast Krieg, Warlock called Hot Stuff, and Warrior called Charge.
I wonder what that was supposed to be.
Now, of course, everyone knows Kryparian, too. So Kryp's decks were a mage called Turn 8, Priest called Control the Drakes, and Paladin called Six's Miniatures. I don't want to know.
It's funny, Kryparian only does arenas now. He very rarely does ranked, okay. And here he is in a tournament.
And here you probably know these other names coming up. Hafu, you've mentioned Hafu, right?
Sure have.
Mage deck, To the Fire, Shaman, The Insomniac's Last Resort, and the Paladin Bubble Hearth or Bust. Now, Ortosis.
You made me want to create a new deck called I Taunt You a Third Time. Sorry,
so,
just had to say it.
Ortosis, who actually won, and I only saw one tournament played, was when Ortosis beat Trump. But Ortosis decks included Paladin, I Let the Dark In, Warrior, Ecop Warrior, and Ecop is spelled weird, like with a zero in there. And Priest, the Ortosis Curse. All right, here's someone I don't remember hearing about. Noxious, you familiar with that name?
I am, yep. He's a streamer and he puts out some videos too on YouTube.
Well, Noxious played the Mage, Refrigerator, Paladin, Son of Athena, Shaman, Bra-la-la.
Christmas
I
carols.
Like the name of that. Ralalal. But it's L-A-W-L, like. Anyway, let's move on to Trump. Trump had a mage called Add Fuel, a druid called Hipster Mage, and a priest called What's Yours Is Mine. Yeah. It figures.
Yeah, I can kind of figure out exactly what that deck was about.
Like Indiana Jones. What was briefly yours is now mine.
Is now mine.
Okay, Wreckful, another familiar name. He played a priest, the Indecisive Priest, paladin called No Tyrion. I like the name of that one. And a mage deck called Reels the Mastermind. Notice a pattern here with the classes that were played. And finally, Day 9 played a paladin, Divine Feels, a druid, Glacier Paw, and a shaman, Power Overloading.
It's not one. There are no warlocks, or did I miss a warlock?
I don't think there were any warlocks.
I don't think there was a single warlock.
That is
in that.
Rising.
Hot stuff.
Hot stuff.
Husky had hot stuff. That was a warlock.
Okay, so one warlock out of all of those. That's, yeah.
Well, the meta's changed quite a bit. Warlocks
it
weren't
sure
all
has.
That strong. And look how many priests there were. And
yes.
You don't see priests on the ladder too much. Now, also at BlizzCon last year, the Golden Elite Tauren Chieftains card was awarded to attendees and virtual ticket holders. That was like the big surprise, except we didn't get it till later. And the forums
they
were
waited till the release.
Like, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? I've actually got it in the timeline when it occurred, so stay tuned. Now, this is not just a retrospective of the game, but also of the podcast. So now BlizzCon was November. Let's move into December. December 2nd, 2013, Fiery Violet, or Violet Fire as we sometimes know her, submitted our first review at iTunes, and it was 5 stars. Now, we're currently holding fast at 32 reviews, and we have a 4-star rating overall. So for all those 1-star haters, we still balance out to a 4. But Fiery Violet was in our last tournament, and I think she's going to be in this one, too. So
I think she is.
She's a really long-time listener.
And we have a lot to say about her today.
Shout out to you, Fiery Violet, or Violet
Thanks, Violet.
Fire. Now, on December 10th, Elite Tauren Chieftain hits the game. So it went about a month before we got it.
I thought it must have just felt a lot longer.
Yeah, well, back then a month was like forever. We got the gold one, and you can still craft the non-gold one for those people who still want it.
I actually got that played against me this week. Somebody actually played that card. It was fun. Oh, wait a minute.
It was me.
It was you.
I played it against you.
That's right, because we did the challenge. Never mind.
Surprise, surprise.
I thought
so, Mac, you can make one when you've made every other legend out there and you have nothing to do with your dust. Make a Tauren Chieftain.
There you
go. That will be my last legendary.
Now, 12/18/2013, there was a patch. And in this patch, a blue post said, blue meaning a Blizzard post on the forums, "We understand that the freeze mechanic can be frustrating to play against, and we wanted to make changes that would allow the mage's opponent some additional time to be aggressive with the minions, and well as slow the overall pacing of the control-based mage
deck play
style." So
they froze
play
the
style.
Frost mages.
So, the Blizzard's mana cost went up to 6 from 5. Cone of Cold's mana went to 4 from 3. And Frost Nova's mana cost went up to 3 from 2. Now, understand at this time, I was playing a mage. I got to 12 on the ladder. That's the highest I ever went. And I didn't do so well with that mage after this nerf. Although, ironically, I didn't really use all of those cards. Now, on 12/16, there were other nerfs. And apparently, I have this out of order. That's 2 days before the nerf I just mentioned. Abusive Sergeant, Blood Imp, Dark Iron Dwarf, Defender of Argus, Pyroblast, Sylvanas Windrunner, and Unleash the Hounds. I'm not going to talk about all of the nerfs, but
didn't that
was
happen
like
right
the
after
giant
they said we're
bat.
Not going to nerf anything else?
No, I think that was the big purge, and they said after that they're going to try very hard not to make any major nerfs. That they thought they had nailed all of the culprits, and those were the big ones. And guess what? Those cards are all being used pretty extensively, so nerfing them didn't take them out of the game. It just may have made them more manageable. And as we said, Unleash the Hounds changed several times.
Right, it just balanced everything up.
Yeah, so when we get back to the podcast, on 12/23/2013, Jonathan Ray, one of our listeners, I don't know if he still listens. If he's listening, then hello, Jonathan. He donated a beta key to the show, and we gave it away on turn 10, which was December 30th.
Turn 10, so long ago.
Yep, December 30th. So this is all around Christmas time, you know. We were, in fact, the letter we got, or the letter that Black Lace wrote back to him asking if, different letter. She wrote to Reap. I'm about to talk about Reap. And I noticed that the letter she wrote to Reap asking if we could use his name on the podcast was actually written on Christmas Day. So we were hearthstoning like crazy. It didn't matter if it was a holiday or not. But on December 30th, on turn 10, Blacklace read our first listener email, and it happened to have been from Reap. I consider Reap to be, like, our first big fan, other than Fiery Violet, of course. He started showing up in our chat room every week. He'd be the only one there some weeks, but he was always there. He was sending us lots of emails, and he was really supportive of the show. And he doesn't play much Hearthstone anymore, but he says he listens. So, Reap, if you're listening, hello.
Hey, Reap.
He was actually the first person that we didn't know personally to come regularly to the chat room. And here's karma, I guess. When we did our random drawing for the beta key, now only like 6 people entered, because by then a lot of people were already into beta, and it was widely rumored that beta was going to go open soon. So, but anyway, Reap won it, and he gave it to a friend. So that was the same night that Black Lace read his letter. So that was like a big Reap night. On January 21st, 2014, open beta began in the U.S. So now pretty much anyone who wanted to play this game in the United States could play. And the next day, it included Europe. So January 21st and 22nd, open beta hit the U.S. and Europe. January 28th was a special day for Black Lace and I. Realm Maintenance, that show that Ro puts out about all the Blizzard games and the podcasts that they do. On episode 79, Remedies interviewed Black Lace and I, and we got to be on their show. And that was a nice little promo. I don't know if Remedies is still on the show. I sent her an email recently, and it got kicked back. But it was a good time. January 29th, the next day, we sent our first letter to Blizzard asking for an interview. I told you, I was chronicling a lot of things. All right. March 11th, 2014. Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft was released. So beta is over in March. And there we go. The game hits. And we all know that there's a lot of people playing. Black Lace will tell you more about that later.
Mm-hmm.
On March 12th, the next day, we sent our second letter to Blizzard asking for an interview.
But we sent several since then, but
yeah, and that's not counting the one Xander tried. But on March 18th, we got our first and second response from Blizzard. Both Zaraya and the public relations person wrote to us, and they said they'd put us on the list to hopefully get something in the future, and they apologized that there was a mishap with the email. But even though that doesn't sound like great news, Black Lace and I were ecstatic. We're like, Blizzard wrote us. We exist.
It's so cool, though.
That was kind
like
of the last we heard
we
of them.
We really felt validated that they wrote to us. And, it was nothing special. It was an email or two emails. But I'm like, wow, we just heard from Blizzard. Because, we're just...
Aside from a GM
in
Warcraft.
Married couple... just a married couple doing a podcast. We didn't think we were any big deal, and we still
really,
don't, just because we have a podcast. So just like anybody else would be excited about getting a personal letter from Blizzard, so were we.
Sure.
Anyway, I'll move on. On sometime in March, I cannot get a date. Damn you! Stitcher Radio... Stitcher Radio told me today that 7 months ago, Crosley gave us our first Stitcher review for 5 stars. I hadn't even thought.
7 months later.
I hadn't even thought to check Stitcher for a long time, and then one day I happened to be looking through. I'm like, look, we have a review in Stitcher. I knew we were broadcast onto Stitcher. I didn't know that people can actually review us there. Now we actually have 3 in that 7 month period. Thank you, Crosley. And we have an average of 4.7 stars out of those 3 people. So 2 5s and a 4 star. We thank everybody who wrote us a review there. Let's move on. April 16th, 2014. Blizzard releases Hearthstone for the iPad Air, iPad 4th generation, iPad 3rd generation, iPad 2, iPad Mini, and iPad Mini with Retina display.
But and not the original iPad. Sorry,
Mac,
sorry, sorry.
Pass Black Lace a hanky, please.
Here you go.
Q, 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 Q.
Okay. April was Season 1. And at the end of April, if you achieved Rank 20 in Ranked Season 1, you got the Pandaria card back. May 8th, Soraya announces on the website that Fireside Gatherings are about to take place. Remember that?
Oh,
Fireside
yeah.
Fireside Gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
Still a big thing. And while I didn't get the date, eventually we got a card back for that, too.
We did.
In fact, the card back was probably announced with that announcement.
I had a land that week with my friends just to get that card back whenever it came out.
Mm-hmm.
We did the same. On May 18th, we had our first tournament. The winner was Dustin the White, and we interviewed him 2 days later. 1 week after that, we decided, why not do the second place person too? And so we had Belschnickel on the show before we realized that Belschnickel was a podcaster. So,
that was before you realized that?
Yeah, yep. We didn't know Belschnickel was a podcaster. I had never heard of him before. Big coincidence. So it was kind of like a mutual admiration society going on there.
Sure.
And, he eventually got us into Convert to Raid. So that was pretty exciting, our first tournament. We wanted to make a casual tournament for people to come and play, and it was a lot of fun, and it was great. So we were talking May. May was Rank Season 2, and at the end of Rank Season 2, you got the Black Temple card back if you achieved Rank 20. The following month, for June, at the end of June, you got the Rainbow. The Magical Mystery Tour
Rainbow
card.
Rainbow Bright.
Achieving Rank 20 in Rank Season 3 got you the Rainbow card back. July 22nd, 2014. Big, big day in Hearthstone. Do you remember what it was, Micmac?
July 22nd. No, I don't, unfortunately.
Curse of Naxxramas released.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
And it was such a mess. It was almost as bad as Arcade. Oops, wait, sorry.
It was a big mess, but they got the mess cleaned up within a week or so.
And I have to say this because I play Archage also, so does Archage. They fixed it, but yes.
They gave us like 2 months free patron status because they messed it up so bad. But
nice.
Anyway, it didn't stop the people from playing from really liking it. I mean, it was a huge success, despite the glitch.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't beaten all of the heroic bosses.
I stopped playing after I finished all the wings. I did.
Okay, so the Naxxramas card back was achieved if you reached rank 20 in ranked season 4, which was July. So the same month that Naxxramas was released was the same month that we worked our way up towards getting the Naxxramas card back. On August 9th, 2014, our second tournament, our summer tournament, because we decided to make them seasonal, that's the one that Micmac won, and appeared on the show for the first time 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. I was born.
Micmac was born.
A Micmac was born.
And, you know, maybe it would have been the second time had he not had that inconvenient wedding anniversary for the
first
one.
Right, for the first tournament.
Why did I get married? No.
I hope your wife...
Just kidding.
Wife to hear.
I love you, Sarah.
Okay. So, also in August, if you achieved rank 20, Season 5, while the seasons are stacking up, you got the Ice Crown card back. Now, can somebody on this recording here tell me what happened on September 15th on turn 44?
I don't know. On turn 44, Micmac, what would you say could be important on turn 44?
Was I resurrected into the podcast?
It was the Micmac
attack.
Yes, you
were.
Wahoo!
So now, we never really told that story. Black Lace and I had been thinking about, or maybe we did tell it, so we'll tell it again, that, you know, a lot of the other podcasts have three people, and it seems to really make a difference. There's more things to talk about, there's more opinions that could be had. If somebody's out, then somebody else could, you know, would we want to do it? We actually had this conversation many times over, let's say, what, the past 6 months or so? Mm-hmm. We're like, but who would we get, and should we find another professional, someone from another podcast, somebody who
streams? So clicked.
Yeah, and, you know, we even thought about some of the people who have been on the show before, but, you know, Bill Schnickel had his own podcast, and, you know, Dustin was, you know, busy raising
busy
a child.
Busy with real life, yep.
Yep. So when Micmac was the guest on our show, now, when you win, we say you could be on the show, and you could sound like Peter Lorre, you still get on the show. You know, like, oh, he has a good voice, and he's so like-minded, and he's so laid back, and he'll let Blacklist tell him what to do. Why don't we ask him?
Well, thanks, and guys.
Which reminds me.
It was a good match, and we have no regrets.
Yeah,
I don't know if he does.
Just to remind folks,
no,
yes,
absolutely
we're
not.
Very
I have
happy.
So much fun doing the podcast, and in my little deck test I do every week, I love playing with decks. What can I say? But thanks, guys.
Thank you.
What were you
Which
saying, Black
Lace?
We talked over you.
That's okay. Just to reiterate, we're having a tournament this Saturday, which means that the tournament winner this Saturday is going to be on turn 51 if all the ducks line up in a row.
Yep. And it won't be Micmac again.
It won't.
Nope.
It might be Dustin again. He's coming back.
We'll see.
We shall see.
Now, September was the month where if you achieved rank 20, that was rank season 6, you got the pirate back. Darn. Which I actually stopped using. I got tired of it. I didn't think it was all that. I went back to the green one. What's that, the Pandaria one?
No,
I keep
that's
switching
the Black Temple.
The Black Temple one. Yeah, yep. I like the Black Temple one.
My favorite overall is the Fireside Gathering.
Yeah, that is nice. I like the way the fire kind of shines through the stained glass. Now, at just a couple more days, Season 7 ends, and we get our pumpkin. And then that'll be my card back for life.
No, it will not. I guarantee it will not. And you know
well,
what?
We'll see.
I'm really scared about February. Derek's
Why?
Scared.
Why?
Because I just really hope they don't put a cute little heart in the middle of the hearthstone.
What if it's a broken heart?
Oh, for Valentine's
Day. For Valentine's Day, yeah. I'm just, please don't make a pink card back, Blizzard. Please don't make it pink. That's all
I'm saying.
You
know they want to.
I don't know. But of course they would do it at the end of February, so you'd be sporting a heart for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
True.
And then in April, you would have, like, your four-leaf clover or whatever for Easter.
Here you go.
Yep.
So maybe they'll fix that and actually put the card backs in to match the month that you're going to be using it in.
So anything else interesting happen?
Well, that's really the history that I put together today. I think that was a lot of information.
That was. I have fun history. I have a lot of fun facts for people. This started also in March. They run the numbers, which is really funny because I've been watching a TV show called Numbers, and it's all about, guess what? Numbers. It's a crime show. But anyway, numbers really, quote unquote, add up. And Blizzard, because they can do this, can calculate just about any angle on this card game. So they have figured out that since March, more than 20 million players have played Hearthstone. 500,000 unique players, I believe, is what they mean, made it to the chicken. 2 billion. Okay, let me repeat this. 2 billion with a big B.
Big
hours.
Old B.
Yes, 2 billion hours were played. That is the equivalent of 237,356 years.
That's insane.
2 billion hours played. Now for heroes. The most played hero powers, the first one is the shaman, which is the totemic call of summon a random totem for 2. The second place is the mage with fire blast of dealing 1 point of damage. And the third place was the warrior of the hero power gain 2 armor. So for the heroes, the most played hero power is the totem. Moving on to ranked play. The quickest road to legend, and they did not say who did this, maybe more than one person, 74 ranked games to go to legend. The longest winning streak was 24 games. Now we move
to... So they're basically saying since launch, nobody has won more than 24 games in a row.
Correct.
I couldn't conceive of winning 24 in a row.
I wonder if they could do the same for losing. In the Black Race? Oh, wait.
No, they said long ago they would not
they would not do any losing
negative
yes.
stats like losing.
Exactly.
Which is good.
How curious you are.
Very good.
Keeps people playing the game.
Yes. True. Moving on to Arena, over 3 million Arena players achieved 12 wins.
Not me.
The most picked neutral cards was the Chilwin Yeti. 4 casting cost, 4/5 card, and the Harvest Golem, 3 casting cost, 2/3, with a death rattle of summon a 2/1 damaged golem. I have chosen these.
They were both on the list that Micmac told us to always pick.
Now here's the really fun stuff. When you cast, what is the ape that throws the bananas?
King Mukla.
King Mukla, yes. Mukla. When he is cast, he throws bananas. So they... I'll let the boys play for a little longer. Go ahead. Okay. 3 million bananas have been eaten.
It's a lot of potassium.
It is. 15 million minions have been turned to sheep. It's a lot of mutton.
Yes, it is.
15 million.
And then my favorite number for my favorite card?
69 million hounds unleashed.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
Oof. Nexoramus. Okay. 6 million Nerubians.
I think 1 million of those were from me, by the way.
The hounds?
Yeah.
Huh.
Half a million from me, maybe.
Half a million hounds. 6 million Nerubians were spawned.
From eggs. That's
a lot. Yes, 6 million. The deadliest boss in Nexorama. Was Nexoramus was Grand Widow Ferlina. Haha, beat her once. The deadliest boss in Heroic was Myxna. And that's it. That's all the fun stats.
Now
thank
let's take
you,
a look
Blizzard,
at
Blizzard for putting that together. That is just fun.
That's fun, but let's take a look at that 6 million Nerubian spawned from eggs. Nax has not really been out all that long, and already it's 6 million.
Because everybody wanted to play it. Everyone had to make... Mm-hmm. When Nax came out and you got your egg, everyone made a deck with Nerubian egg in it.
Oh, it's so easy to get a 4/4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we should do a segment someday of every way there is to crack a Nerubian egg.
Over easy.
We should.
When an abusive sergeant...
So yeah, that's the year in the review, and that's the fun stats that they've given us since March. And I think it's awesome they can get this number. 15 million sheep. It's just hysterical.
Did you say 15 million?
Yes, I said 15 million minions turned into sheep.
Nah, I don't know.
Laisai. Okay, last segment we're doing tonight. People have been waiting for this. We're going to talk about what we asked people to write in on.
You
because
mean...
Because we're giving away a headset.
You mean...
Yes!
Not the...
Yes! The big giveaway. So
free stuff.
I chose 3 emails that I thought were fun. They were all supposed to be titled Episode 50 and letting us know your favorite card and why. So, Micmac, I'm going to let you do the first 3 and then I'll follow up the last 3. And then we'll find out who the winner is. Well, okay. The winner out of 25, though, not out of 6.
All right, so the first email I have here is from JM. JM is he's very, you know, to the point with his email. He says, my favorite card is Ancient of War. 5/10 taunt. So tough. Does anybody dispute that statement?
No.
No. Thank you, JM. I completely agree with that statement, and it sums up the card. If you only added an extra 4-word expletive, then maybe it would have completed it, but whenever that card's played, it's deadly. The next email is from Ghost Dragon. Ghost Dragon says, my favorite card is Tyrion Fordring. Tyrion was my first legendary. Paladin has been my main class since. Tyrion has incredible value. If you get 6 damage from breaking the Divine Shield and 3 swipes of the Ashbringer, you have a minion capable of 27 damage for 8 mana. Oh yeah, and he has taunt. He also has a fantastic animation and sounds. Put your faith in the light. Don't test me, child. Thanks for running the contest. Love the show. And then finally from Zero. Now let's see if you guys understand why I picked this one. Worthy opponents. My favorite card is Doomsayer. It's great in a freeze mage deck. Has great flavor when played. The end is coming! And you may not know this, if you actually find a way to attack with the Doomsayer, he says, did I miss it? And that's from Zero. So why did I pick that last one?
So this is that's what you've said at the end of every episode. That.
It's not from Game of Thrones, it's from the Doomsayer.
The end Game is coming! Says, Winter is coming. That's why whenever you say the end is coming, I say winter is coming.
That's interesting. All right, so I also chose 3. This also shows people have fun with cards. The cards that were chosen weren't only chosen because they can kick ass. Sometimes they're chosen for what you think's happening on the other side of the board. This one is from our friend Violet Fire. Hi, Mr. Bane, Mr. Mac, and Miss Lise. I am throwing in my lot for the favorite Hearthstone card, and while there are almost too many to choose from, I would like to say my vote goes to Kel'Thuzad. I have found that I get the most enjoyment out of Hearthstone when I am playing for entertainment rather than competition. I should take her book. I really should. I should run with that. Okay, to that end, no other card has brought more satisfaction than playing Kel'Thuzad. The flavor text reads, at the end of each turn, summon all friendly minions that died this turn. I try to make sure that all removal spells and cards have been played and just feel an inner yeehaw when my opponent is unable to destroy him immediately. It doesn't matter if I have a bunch of lower cost minions on my board or really fun ones like Sledge Belcher that give me a free taunt even if my opponent is able to kill his first incarnation. I feel that rush of excitement and triumph knowing that they are all coming back to me even at the end of my opponent's turn. Also, and I may be displaying my inner devil here, but knowing exactly when they realize they have to kill Kel'Thuzad at first is almost as much fun. Thanks for the entertaining podcast and wish you luck and fun for your next 50. Congratulations, Violet Fire. Too funny. I never thought of it that way, and I think I'm going to start playing Kel'Thuzad just to jump on her bandwagon.
I used it in the Black Lace Challenge, and I had a lot of fun with it. I should probably make more decks with him in it, because it's such a cool card.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to try it. The next one is from Dan. I'm not going to read everybody's full names, but Dan says, my favorite legendary is Deathwing. Because this is the one single card that has turned around more matches for me than any other. But here is one example of how this has happened. I was playing my paladin against a druid. My opponent played Poison Seeds, which left him with 2 Thaddeuses and 3 Treants, which he proceeded to play 2 Power of the Wilds on. However, I was not scared. When it was my turn, I merely dropped Deathwing. I could hear the wails of anguish and taste the salty tears of defeat through the intertubes, especially when I drew Blessing of Kings and stomped him with a 16-16 dragon. Love the show, and I look forward to the tournament. That email is next. Cheers. That is adorable. I love it.
Salty tears.
Salty tears. It's great. And finally, I have chose another friend who listens to us, Schnuggins. Hello, worthy opponents. My favorite card is the Ancient Watcher, particularly when used in my Handlock deck. It's funny how many times I see my opponent mouse over the card as if asking, what the heck is a 4-5 unit played on the turn 2? The card text of can't attack is only a temporary comfort, as this card can become dangerous in so many ways. The most common use is to play Sun Fury Protector or Defender of Argus to taunt it up, stop Zoo decks in their tracks. Alternatively, you can pair it with an Ironbeak Owl to silence it, and you could potentially have the equivalent of a Chillwind Yeti on the board on turn 2. So there's another use. Again, Ironbeak Owl can be used on your own cards. If you coined the Ancient Watcher and then played the Ironbeak on turn 2. Okay, lastly, this was an incredible card to combo with Shadow Flame. This combo is essentially a 6-mana cost Flame Strike and can win the game on its own. While it is a powerful card, I sometimes imagine my opponent's sigh of relief when I play it because they know for certain they're not facing yet another Zulok deck. Thanks for the show. Still enjoying it after almost a year, Schnuggins. Thank you so much for your email, and thank you to all 25 participants in our contest.
Now, do you remember what I said when I first drew that card when we were all uber noobs?
Yeah, what the heck is this card?
Like, why would anybody play this piece of crap? It can't even attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I said when I first got that card? I said, how could I make this work?
Yeah, well, I figured out because every one of the strategies he mentioned are things that I've used.
Or had used against you.
Well, the silencing part, I would have figured out on my own. But the very first time I played one, somebody silenced it. I'm like, what did they do that for?
Why would they
now
do
I
that?
Now I can kick their ass.
It's funny. Yeah. The deck that I tested today, deck test 4, and I commented on earlier by Adam, Turnlock, he has two Ancient Watchers in there, and I silenced them both. It was fun and very effective.
Yeah, it's a good card.
And just, yeah, it also just, you know, for people who play, keep in mind that you can cast what appears to be a nasty spell on your own minions to turn it around and make it very effective. So, this brings us down to the wire here. This brings us to time to pick the random winner of the headset. And just to let people know, if the winner does live in the Netherlands or in Canada, yes, we can ship there. So we haven't done this yet. Micmac is going to actually use a random number generator. I'm going to count down through the 25 emails. We do not know yet who has won it. We're about to find out.
We're all excited, just like you.
Go for it, Micmac.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, can I get a drum roll, please? Here we go. Number 10.
Number 10.
The lovely Black Lace will now choose number 10.
I will read some of it. From Joe Garduno. Congratulations, Joe. My favorite card is Shadow Form for the Priest. I've been using it as a priest deck that I built and have been tweaking since Beta Wipe. Wow, that's a while. It's been doing well for me in about 75 to 80% win streak up to rank 15 for the last 2 months. About the card, though, I like it because it turns what could be a not useful 2 heal into a very useful 2 or 3 damage if you play a second shadow form to any character. If you happen to be in a situation as a priest where you don't need to heal yourself or a minion being healed powering is wasted, though you can shadow form, you gain if you can shadow form, you gain a relatively cheap removal spell that isn't limited to 2 cards per deck. I don't always get to or need to shadow form twice, but it's very fun when I'm able to. Also seems to cause a surprise in the current meta. I see a lot of people mouse over my hero power after I cast this card, and I haven't seen any other priest play this card since the priest has come back to popularity recently. I also have been doing very well against the current priest with this card and my current deck, making me think this counters priest and other classes very well. He does go on to use what he calls the Iceman Shadow Priest deck. And he gives it to us, so I don't know, Micmac, this might be one you want to try out at some point.
Believe it or not, I've already tested it, and I wrote a review on it.
Did you?
This
okay.
was the second deck I tested, so how about that?
Oh, okay, so he actually got us in two spots. Well, Joseph, you are the winner of the headset. We thank you. We'll be sending you an email to get your personal information so we can know where to ship that baby. Thank
or if
you.
You're hearing this, just send it to us and save us the email.
Congrats.
Not that hard. Congratulations. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everybody, who actually participated in the contest.
Wait a second. Hold the phone. Are we actually giving a reward to someone who plays a priest?
It's a shadow priest. He's not faceless. He's not mindless. Yeah. He's not mind-stealing everything in sight.
He does
Do you realize
steal your card,
the though? Irony of this? We spent like 10 episodes railing against the priest, and now we're rewarding one.
That's pretty funny.
Wait, he has mind control tech. He doesn't have mind control. And he uses Ragnaros. Come on, this guy's... Oh, wait. There's one mind control. Not two.
Oh, well. We do not discriminate. And congratulations, Joseph.
Thanks, Joe.
Congrats.
Yay. Well, that pretty much wraps up our big 5-0, 1 year of Nooberliteness. Thank everybody for listening. Micmac or Autumn's Bane, do you have anything else to say?
I do. I just want to thank everyone who's listening, everyone who listens on a regular basis, everyone who's ever written us a review, anyone who's ever sent us letters telling us how much they like us, the tweets, the befriendings, people who enter our tournaments because they think that they're fun and that, you know, we're just happy to see people have a good time and, you know, we're happy for the little that we could do to help everybody enjoy the Hearthstone experience as a community, because that's what we're all about, having a great community. And, you know, when I read these emails and I read the tweets and, you know, I'm in touch with these players and compare them to the toxicity I often see in the forums, I'm like, see, not all Hearthstone players are the same. There are some great people out there, and our listeners are definitely top of that list. And
yeah, we'd love...
It makes us feel so good to know that you're out there listening.
We love hearing people say, wow, I've been listening to you since episode one. We had somebody saying, I've been listening to you since March. It's just... really touches your heart. I mean, for you guys to like us, we appreciate it. We're doing it for you. We're doing it for the fun. We're doing it, and we're glad that people actually are enjoying us. So thank you all.
Thanks, guys, and thank you both. I mean, the show, I started listening back in, when was your anniversary? February? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Our wedding anniversary? Yeah, February.
Yeah, so I started listening in February, and I learned a lot from the show. I think my favorite early episodes were when you were breaking down classes and discussing the class cards, and I like this, I don't like that, so it gave me some motivation to go out there and make my own decks with some of the cards you guys suggested, and I sort of just grew and evolved. I got all the way up to rank 6 back in July, and then after winning the tournament and coming on the show and being a part, it's great. I love the interaction with people with the emails and just the networks and connections I've made, friendships I made in the game. It's great. So thanks, everybody, and thank you, too.
Well, thank you back. All right, everybody, that is it. We're wrapping up the show for the night. I am Black Lace. With me, as usual, is Autumn's Bane and Micmac. We thank you, and as always, happy hearthing.
Have a great week, everyone.
The end is coming.
Winter is coming.
Ice cubes are coming.
Go for a drink.
Did you thank Holosuite Media for the gift?
I didn't! Holosuite Media, Xander, thank you for donating this gift to our winner and for putting on the show for us. Thank you.
tuning in to tonight's broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.